News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you live from Cooperstown High School as we get you set for the start of the 2016 Dick White Holiday Basketball Tournament. And the reason we're here today, folks, is not only to take a look at Cooperstown, but this is the MAC League matchup for the girls between Sydney and Unitego. And you know, if you're an avid CDO listener, that we do not miss a Sydney and Unitego matchup. So if it meant coming here to Cooperstown to the tournament to find out what these two teams will do against each other this year, that's what we were going to do. So it kind of adds an extra little wrinkle to it. It's a tournament game to see who will move on to the championship, as well as a MAC regular season game here today between Unitego and Sydney. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We're going to take a 60-second break. We'll come back, get you all set for tip-off here between Unitego and Sydney. Tip is set for 3:45 here on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com. That's brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you once again live from Cooperstown Central School. It is the 2016 Dick White Holiday Tournament. Our girls match up here today. This is the first varsity contest of the day. 3:45, of course, is Unitego against Sydney. After this, we'll have a varsity boys game. Edmiston taking on Cobleskill. 6:45 is Cooperstown against Edmiston varsity girls. Those middle two games we won't have on the radio, but we will be doing our Twitter updates. You can check out my Twitter page at WCDOsports.com. We'll be back on the radio at 8:15 for the varsity boys contest tonight between Cooperstown and Unitego. So we wanted to come here today. We wanted to try to get a few of these games in. And so we're doing the Sydney and Unitego girls at 3:45 and the Unitego boys taking on Cooperstown at 8:15. Always tough this time of year because there's so many holiday tournaments. I mean, you just look around at the next couple of days, there's easily 8 or 9 tournaments in the area that you could go to at any given time. So it's hard to pick. We try to go to one tournament per day and just make the most of it that we can. Tomorrow we'll be at the Pat Grasso tournament over in Lawrence for the Boys Constellation and the Championship Contest. That's a loaded tournament over there with Walton, Morris, Lawrence, and South Courtright Boys. And then on Thursday we'll be back down at Bainbridge-Guilford for the Kozalski Tournament Final and Constellation. And that has some talented teams in it as well. I think BG and Hancock might be destined for a girls' finals matchup down there on Thursday, but we'll see. So we're all set here for Sydney and Unitego, just a couple of minutes away. from opening tip-off here. I think this will be an interesting matchup. They're two very evenly matched teams within the MAC. Unitigo, of course, has brought up some of their younger players, starting two eighth graders in the Perry sisters. Sydney lost a lot of pieces from that team last year, but they certainly have some size down low in the post with Carolee Pierce and Ari Bernard, who is one of the best rebounders locally, I would say. So I think it's set to be a great matchup. You have a lot of height on both these teams, a lot of guards that can get out and go. And, of course, when this is a MAC regular season game, it adds even more to it here between these two. Sydney and Unitigo. We'll take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have tip-off between these two. Our first time getting a look at the Sydney girls here this year. Sydney, both the boys and girls, play a lot of away games in the early part of the December season down in tournaments in Binghamton and such. So we really enjoy catching up with them right around the Christmas break and beyond when they start to get into MAC action. So, and one other thing before we take a break, I want to mention the Unitigo girls JV team won here today, 60-20 over Sydney. And boy, that Unitigo girls team, when you think about the Perry sisters who are starting on varsity both in eighth grade, and then the talent that I saw on the floor for the Unitigo JV girls, very, very good. So they will play Cooperstown tomorrow. That's the JV girls championship game. And that will be at 12:30 in the afternoon. But, boy, very, very good talent out on the floor for the Unitigo girls. And you can see why Bobby Z wanted to come back and coach this team. I think maybe a year or two away, but still a ton of talent that's going to get some great experience as a group in a couple of years. And they could be the new class of the MAC. That's for sure. A loaded group for Unitigo. All right, we'll take a break. We'll pause for the starting lineups for the national anthem. And we'll be right back here on WCDO.
Hello, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley.
I need to order pizza.
Son, we don't have any pizza on our menu.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Son, we don't have any food on our menu. In fact, we don't even have a menu. This is Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. I think you had the wrong number.
This is the right number. I heard your ads on the radio, and you said that you had something for everyone.
And we do, with wood flooring, rough cut lumber, kiln dried or green, casings, baseboards, wainscoting, and more. By the truckload or by the piece, we can help with all your wood needs, but we don't do food.
If you don't do food, you must be awful skinny.
Well, I've got a car, so I can go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great. While you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
The quality of your wood just got better. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. Since 1977, a half mile north of the intersection of Route 7 and Route 8 in Sydney. Call 563-4300.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and/or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the Improve Morabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Morabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Morabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Morabito.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks, as we get you set for tip-off between Sydney and Unitico, opening round of the Cooperstown Girls Dick White Tournament. We are underway as Unitico, going right to left, will win the opening tip-off. They're in the home white uniforms today with the green trim. Sydney is in the road maroon uniforms with the white trim. Unitico in green lettering across the front of their uniform. Sydney in white lettering across the front of theirs. Sydney with an early steal, and Mackenzie Gravelin will put it up and in for the Lady Warriors. And now a turnover by Unitico as they bring it back down the floor. Ball rolls out of bounds and will stay with Sydney. Sydney starting with a senior number 10, Mackenzie Gravelin, also a senior number 11, Taylor Barnes, a senior number 13, Carolee Pierce, a senior number 15, Ari Bernard, and a senior number 23, Taylor Hawkins. So five seniors on the floor here for brand new head coach for Sydney, Lindsay Coons. And they dump it down low for Carolee Pierce. She puts it up and in on the left side to make it 4-0. Now another steal here by Sydney. Down low for Bernard again. Blocked out of there, and we'll have a jump ball. And a possession arrow will give it to Sydney. With 7:15 to go in this first quarter, and a 4-0 lead here for Sydney over Unitico. And a full court press has really been the difference so far. Sydney gets it into Ari Bernard underneath. Can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound, as we said in the pregame. One of the best rebounders in the league, that's for sure. And Sydney will reset after the rebound here by Ari Bernard. They go down low for Hawkins, kicks it back out, and 3 seconds is the call as we get to the Unitico starters. They start with junior number 12, J.C. Zavril, also a junior number 15, Bailey Faulkner, the two eighth-grade sisters wearing number 20 and 21, Megan and Morgan Perry, and also out there today is Morgan Newman, a sophomore for Unitico. I was about to say that Unitico without Hazel Hanel today in the starting lineup, as Unitico gets it down low, blocked out of there as Megan Terry went up for the layup and out of bounds, as Zavril will inbound underneath the basket with 6:54 to go in the first quarter. Inbounding the ball for Faulkner, dumps it down low, tapped out of there, and Sydney will intercept with Ari Bernard. Again, as Sydney goes left to right on your radio dial, they bring it down the floor, and they'll be called for a travel for Taylor Hawkins. And again, no Hazel Hanel in the starting lineup. This time of year, I'm not always surprised if a player is missing. A lot of families go away for the holidays. That could certainly be the case. So we'll hope everything is well with Hazel Hanel, as she is really one of the best players on this Unitico team, and they were without her to start here this evening. Bailey Faulkner with the pull-up jumper from the left side. That's no good. Out of bounds. With 6.5 to go in this first quarter and a 4-0 lead for Sydney over Unitico. The Lady Spartans have yet to get on the board. Sydney going left to right on your radio dial with Taylor Barnes. They break the Unitico press and they get it back across midcourt. Back out for Mackenzie Gravelin. Right side for three. And it's good for Mackenzie Gravelin. And she has 5 of the 7 points as Sydney leads 7-0. Now a steal for Carolee Pierce at midcourt as Sydney continues with that full court press. And here is Ariana Bernard, gets it back to Mackenzie Gravelin, and this is a nice luxury for Sydney with 5 seniors out on the floor to start. Now it's intercepted by Morgan Newman, down low in the post for Unitico. Here come the Lady Spartans with the white and green trim going right to left as they bring it up the floor with Zavril. Gets a pick there from Megan Perry, gets trapped in the corner, and has to pass one back to Morgan Perry, who's at the top of the three-point arc. Perry looking for options against this tight man-to-man defense as they go down low for Morgan Newman, but she'll travel and give it right back here to Sydney. 5:45 to go, first quarter, 7-0 lead for the Sydney Warriors, and new head coach Lindsay Coons, who everybody on this team seems so pleased to be playing for her. Such a good attitude with the girls. They go down low for Carolee Pierce. It's deflected back out for Taylor Barnes straight away from the foul line is no good. And the rebound for Zavril of Unitico back down the floor. Bounce pass through the hands there of Morgan Perry and out of bounds. And Unitico just cannot get in sync here in the early going. 5:25 to go in the first quarter. They trail 7-0 here in the Cooperstown Dick White opening tournament round. It's also counting for their MAC League competition game. And Sydney has the ball going left to right. with Ari Bernard. And she is so versatile because she can play outside the three-point arc or she can go down low just with that athleticism. Passes into the left side corner. Now goes back to Bernard. Puts up a three. Dies on the back rim. A rebound is loose in the paint. Zavril will grab it and will have a jump ball. Actually, no, they're going to have a foul on Bernard down low as Zavril was in good position for the rebound. And the foul was on Bernard. Unitego takes the timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds as well with the score. Unitego 0 and Sydney 7. That's right. The Sydney Warriors have jumped out to a 7-0 lead. We'll be right back on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe live from Cooperstown High School today. The Dick White Holiday Tournament. First time we've been here for CDO and looking to hopefully make it a new annual tradition. We'll be here later tonight as the Unitego boys take on Tyler Bertram and the the Cooperstown boys. Bertram, one of the best players in the area. I know he's getting several Division I looks. So if you have a chance maybe to pop up here tonight and check him out, he's a great local player and certainly only a junior is going to be a lot of fun to watch this season as he continues to grow. Unitego with the ball out of the timeout. They trail 7-0 here in the opening round of the Cooperstown Girls Tournament. As Zavril has the ball on the right side here and Sydney trying to really trap in the corner in that man-to-man, will have a foul on the baseline with more of a legal pick on that far side. And so Sydney will get the ball back. 7-0 lead also. Actually, no, Unitego will get it back. They're going to call a foul on Taylor Barnes over in the corner after a little conference by the referees. They actually reversed the call. You don't see that very often now, do you? Unitego down low for Megan Perry. Back out for Newman. Newman in the paint. Turnaround shot. No good. Rebound here for Carolee Pierce of Sydney. And she's fouled with 4.5 to go in this first quarter. Pierce standing about 6'2", and it's just hard to compete with that size if she has the good position down low. And so that will be on Morgan Newman, her first, and the team's first, as Sydney will bring the ball up the floor against this Unitego press. It's Sydney 7, Unitego nothing here in this girls' matchup. 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Ball is knocked away by Zavril, trickles out of bounds, and will stay with Unitego. And you wonder here if the Lady Spartans can just get an early bucket, if that will really be the key to just getting them going here on offense. And again, no Hazel Hanel. We'll find out the story with her if she's not in the starting lineup here tonight. Morgan Perry with a jumper from the left side. That's no good. And a rebound for Bernard, and she'll walk it up the floor for Sydney as they go left to right. She's on the left wing side finding Kenzie Gravelin, who will work it around this 2-3 zone. They go to the high post for Bernard. Now down low for Carolee Pierce. Dribble drive, spin move, back out to the foul line for Bernard. Good pump fake, gets some room, tries to bank it off the glass, no good. Rebound for Unitego back the other way as they go right to left. Down the right wing side. Unitego looking to set up the offense here with Zavril, who's at the top of the key, finding Faulkner down low. Dribble drive, deflected out of there by Carolee Pierce, and they'll say it was last touched by Faulkner. And so it will stay with the Sydney Warriors. Good job there by Carolee Pierce. 3.5 to go in this first quarter, and Sydney still with a 7-0 lead. Bernard will walk it up the floor. Unitego kind of showing press and then backing off as Sydney gets near midcourt. They go down low for Taylor Hawkins, who kicks one back out for Bernard. Setting up the offense across for Taylor Barnes. The jumper rattles home for Taylor Barnes, and Sydney takes a 9-0 lead over Unitego. So you have Mackenzie Gravelin with 5, Taylor Barnes with 2, and Carolee Pierce with 2 for Sydney. Unitego still looking to get on the board as Megan Fortin will check in for Morgan Newman. With 3:10 to go in the first quarter, a 9-0 lead for Sydney over Unitego. And here is 8th grader Megan Perry working the ball up the floor, finding her sister, Morgan Perry. They go to Faulkner. Back for Perry. Dribble drive off the glass. Can't get it to go. Hits her own rebound. rebound, and she's fouled as she went up on the second attempt. And maybe this is what Unitigo needs. This should be, I thought it was going to be a shooting foul, but it will instead be under the glass. So Unitigo will inbound with Zavril, looking to get it into the corner, and she does for Morgan Perry. Perry will dribble out to the top of the key as Sydney continues with this tight man-to-man defense. They go down low for Morgan Perry. She puts it up. She's fouled, and she'll go for the old-fashioned three-point play. Megan Perry with the and one as she puts it in and will step to the line. So 2:51 to go in the first quarter. Great defense by Sydney to hold Unitigo scoreless for the first almost 6 minutes of this contest. And finally, Megan Perry puts one in, and she'll be looking for 3 points here. She steps to the charity stripe. First shot for Perry is swish. Nothing but net there, and the eighth grader has the first 3 points. So it's a six-point game late in the first quarter with Sydney leading Unitigo 9-3. Sydney breaks the press, and they get one back out for Taylor Barnes. Barnes for Gravelin, who's outside the three-point arc on the left side. Gravelin looking for options. Goes back for Barnes, right side, now into the corner, outside the three-point arc. They skip across for Gravelin. Pump fake, passes down low, and it's intercepted by Unitigo. And we'll give it right back to Sydney, though, as Megan Perry, after the steal, is called for a carry. 2:28 to go, first quarter, 9-3 the score. Live from the Cooperstown Dick White Holiday Tournament from Cooperstown Central School. Glad to have you along, folks, whether you're on WCDO or WCDOsports.com. Here's Ari Bernard with a pull-up jumper off the mark. No good. Carolee Pierce tracks down a rebound. Gets one back out for Bernard. And now Bernard, a little give and go with Gravelin. Back to Bernard. Down low in the paint. Sydney, good ball movement as, again, they go to the high post for Adrian Paternoster, and she is fouled. So Paternoster will step to the line with 2:04 to go in this first quarter. And so Paternoster will look to shoot two here. 2:05 to go, first quarter. Paternoster, just a freshman, standing 5'8", steps to the line, and the first one is no good. Went about halfway down before it popped free for Paternoster. Again, coming up on 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. 9-3 the score. So we're in our first of two games here today at the Cooperstown Tournament. Paternoster, second shot off the back rim, went sky high. No good, and a rebound for Unitigo. They'll bring it down the floor. And Megan Perry will find Bailey Faulkner, who I think, in the absence of Hazel Hanel, will have to step up here today. Right side, this ball is tipped as it goes for Morgan Perry off her foot and back to Sydney. The Sydney pressure defense has been tough for Unitigo to handle so far. Unitigo coming a little 1-2-1-1 press. And Sydney able to break it down the right side for Paternoster. They go down low for Carolee Pierce. Turn around in the lane, and the little baby hook is good for Carolee Pierce. And she's got 4 points. And Sydney leads 11-3. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. Here's Unitigo. Megan Perry finding Bailey Faulkner down low. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and in. And Bailey Faulkner with a great effort there. Great second effort, I should say. Makes it 11-5. And now Sydney on the press, we'll throw it away as Bernard tried a home run pass from half court down underneath the basket, and it sails out of bounds back to Unitigo. So can the Lady Spartans get some momentum here late in this first quarter? Here is Perry looking for Megan Fortin on the right side. Back to the top of the key. And for Zavril on the right side, kicks one down low in the corner for Faulkner. Pull-up jumper is good. And Bailey Faulkner now with 4 points. And we're under a minute to go in the first quarter. And Sydney is going to take a timeout with 52 seconds to go in the quarter. They were up as much as 9-0, but now the score 11-7. Sydney on top of Unitigo here in this girls' contest at the Cooperstown Tournament. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Sydney with the ball, and here is Taylor Barnes as they get it down into the offensive end of the floor, and we'll have a foul on Unitego as Barnes had it in the corner with 39 seconds left. Sydney leading Unitego 11-7. As I've said before, this is also a MAC regular season contest as well as this tournament game here from Cooperstown. So a lot on the line for this one. 11-7 to score. Sydney was hot early, but Unitego is chipping away. Here is Ari Bernard at the top of the key. Again, so versatile, being able to play inside and outside. Bernard works it down low here for Sydney. The shot is up for Carolee Pierce off the glass and in. And Carolee Pierce with 6 points now. And 20 seconds left in the quarter. It's Sydney 13, Unitego 7. They go to the high post for Morgan Newman. Back for Perry on the right side. That was Megan Perry. No good. Faulkner, the rebound, puts it up and in. Bailey Faulkner with 6 points. And it's 13-9. Sydney on top of Unitego. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Sydney, can they get a final shot off? Here is Barnes lofting one down low for Pearson. Time will expire. At the end of the first quarter, it is Sydney 13, Unitego 9. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to live high school girls basketball this afternoon on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you today on WCDO. Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. We get the whole CDO crew back there. They think I'm crazy for doing a game at 3:45 in the afternoon, but that's what local sports is all about, folks. So glad to do it here today from the Cooperstown Tournament. First of two games we'll be doing here today from the Cooperstown Tournament. Unitego with the ball going right to left. Here is Bailey Faulkner driving to the hoop, and she's blocked out of there. The ball to the far side, and Mackenzie Gravelin steps on the line, so it will remain with Unitego. Ari Bernard with a big block there on Faulkner, and Gravelin was right there to pick up the block, and she was looking to sprint out of there and get some room, but stepped on the sideline. Unitego trailing Sydney 13-9 in the early part of the second quarter. Morgan Newman with the ball finds Faulkner at the top of the key as they run their man-to-man offense. Right side for Megan Fortin. Her jumper from the right elbow, no good. Rebound for Sydney. You know, Sydney with some good position, some good height inside on these rebounds so far. They're doing a great job. Top of the key for Taylor Barnes. Reverses it for Mackenzie Gravelin on the far side. Gravelin looking for options as Unitego still sitting in a zone. Gravelin with the ball left side. They go into the short corner, and Gravelin gets it back with 8 on the shot clock. Again, for Taylor Hawkins, backs her way down low. She'll double dribble, and the ball back to Unitego. Got to give Unitego credit. They're packing it in a little bit more on this zone, making it more difficult for Sydney to get into the interior. 7 minutes to go, second quarter, 13-9 the score. Sydney on top of Unitego. We figured this would be a close contest here today, and it is so far. Down low for Perry. The jumper is no good for Megan Perry. The rebound here for Sydney. They're off to the races with Ari Bernard. Sydney in the maroon and white. Down the length of the floor, coast to coast for Ari Bernard. Up and in. And she puts in her first basket of the afternoon. And it's 15-9. Sydney on top of Unitego. Bernard had 28 the other night against Oxford. Incredible performance. 6.5 to go in this second quarter. Unitego with the balls. They trail by 6. Here's Megan Perry. Pull-up jumper. Baseline no good. Rebound Morgan Newman, and she's fouled. Great rebound there by Newman. Went for the second chance opportunity and was hacked and will step to the line. With 6:25 to go in this second quarter. you. So, Unitika, we did find the scoop on Hezel Hanel, who was one of their leading scorers and a point guard and a big-time starter for Unitika. As Newman to the line, first shot is up and good for Morgan Newman. Hezel Hanel is away on vacation with family for the holidays, so that happens. You see that a lot of times at this time of the year. And, you know, it's hard for the team, but you also want everybody to have their time with family and friends, that's for sure. Morgan Newman makes her second shot, and it's 15-11 now. Unitigo trailing by four against Sydney with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. Here's Ari Bernard, a pull-up jumper off the back rim, no good. Bernard gets her own rebound, looking to pass it out, finds Taylor Barnes. Nice pass down low on the right side for Carolee Pierce. Kicked it back out for Mackenzie Gravelin. Left side three, no good. Pierce, another rebound, finding Ari Bernard on an outlet, and she'll nail the jumper from the left side corner. Great job there by Ari Bernard. She has 4 points, and that was all kept alive on that possession by the rebounds from Carolee Pierce, who at 6'2" does a great job down low. 5:45 to go, second quarter. It's Sydney 17, Unitigo 11. Spartans are going right to left, and they have it at the top of the key in their own offensive end of the floor. Now they go right side for Morgan Newman. She takes it to the hoop, and the layup won't go. Bernard with a rebound for Sydney, and here comes Gravelin off the outlet pass. Stops, triple threat position, feeds one across for Taylor Barnes. The three right side, no good. Pierce, another rebound. They'll kick it out, and Sydney a second chance opportunity for Hawkins. She puts it in, and she's fouled. Taylor Hawkins, her first bucket, and she'll go to the line looking for the and one. 19-11 now the score. Sydney opening that lead back up after Unitigo had clawed their way back into it with 5:15 to go before the halftime break. And again, that was another possession kept alive by Carolee Pierce. Her rebound was kicked out to Hawkins, who put it in a jumper, and she was fouled. So Hawkins to the line. This one is off the back of the rim and in. So she puts it home and completes the three-point play. It's 20-11 with 5:18 to go in the second quarter. And so Unitigo will bring in it. I was mistaken on Ari Bernard. She did have 28 the other night, but that was against Harpersville. I was thinking of a performance earlier in the year when Sydney played Oxford and Taylor Hawkins had 16. So there is another kind of wrinkle in the Sydney team that any one of these five starters could step up on any night and put the points in. They kick it back out here as Sydney brings the ball down the floor, knocked out of bounds, but will stay with the Warriors. 4:55 to go, second quarter. Sydney girls leading Unitigo 20-11. Live here this afternoon from the Cooperstown Girls Tournament. Turnaround shot for Carolee Pierce. The little baby hook is no good. Rebound for Unitigo. And the Spartans will bring it up the floor quickly with Megan Perry with some good speed. Finding Zavril into the corner for Morgan Perry. To the hoop, and she's partially blocked, but Faulkner is there to put it up and in. And Bailey Faulkner with a game-high 8 points so far now. Just did a nice job there of cleaning up the mess off the layup miss from Perry. So 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Now a steal from Morgan Newman. She's trying to go coast to coast, and she'll finish. Morgan Newman now with 4 points, and it's right back to a 5-point game, and Sydney's going to take a timeout. 4:20 to go in the second quarter. It's 20-15. Sydney on top of Unitigo, live here at the Cooperstown Tournament. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back once again. Nate Lowe with you this afternoon on CDO. It's going to be a full day of basketball here for us. As the two games after this, we will be doing our updates on our Twitter page. As there'll be a boys game and then a girls game. And then at 8:15 tonight, we'll be doing the Unitigo boys taking on Cooperstown right back here on CDO, so make sure you tune back in with us later. 5:15 at the Edmiston boys taking on Cobleskill. We'll have those updates for you on Twitter. And at 6:45, another game we'll have updates on Cooperstown girls taking on Edmiston. And then the nightcap here tonight at 8:15, again, the Hawkeyes boys against the Unitigo Spartans. So a full day of holiday hoops for you on CDO. We're glad to have you along. Out of the timeout, Sydney with the ball going left to right in a 5-point lead with 4 minutes to go before the half, 20-15. Bernard goes down low for Carolee Pierce. Turnaround shot is good, and Carolee Pierce showing her range as she steps out and hits a little jumper there. She's got 8 points from the right baseline. 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Here's Bailey Faulkner with a little dribble drive. Stripped to the ball there, and Sydney will come away with it with Ari Bernard. Bernard puts on the brakes and slowly walks it up the floor here for the Warriors, who have a 7-point lead, 22-15. Ball knocked out of bounds. Good hands there by Megan Perry, who just got her fingertips on it to knock it out of play. 3:35 to go in the second quarter, 22-15 the score, as Taylor Barnes comes to the bench here. And I will say this about new head coach Lindsey Coons. She's not afraid to use the bench. We've seen a variety of different girls get into the contest here so far for the Sydney Warriors. Mackenzie Gravelin down low as she makes a nice little dribble drive. Can't get it to go. And on the rebound, she's fouled by Unitigo. And that will be on Megan Fortin with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. And they will actually be putting Taylor Hawkins on the line here. I thought it was Gravelin who got fouled, but they say that it will be Hawkins, and she will miss the first foul shot. Second one coming here for Hawkins with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. Hawkins 0-for-2 at the line, and that's the coach's worst nightmare here. As Unitigo rebounds the ball, they'll bring it back up the floor. Here is Bailey Faulkner crossing the big C logo here at Cooperstown High School for the Dick White Holiday Tournament today. Faulkner gets all the way to the pin, misses the layup, and the rebound will be a jump ball and get the ball back to Sydney. Boy, Bailey Faulkner did all the work there and just couldn't convert on the left-handed layup. It hung on the rim for a minute and then bounced down, and she shakes her head as she heads back down the floor. She'll want that one back. She's going to have to step up here today, and she has so far with 8 points to lead Unitigo. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Steal now by Morgan Newman. Newman down the floor, stops, and hits the jumper. Great job there by Newman with those quick hands, and then she was off to the races to put it in. So Newman with 6 points, and it's 22-17. Sydney on top of Unitigo with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Ball skips over the hands of Adrian Paternoster. The officials having a little conference here to see who will have possession. It was hard to tell. Looks like they will say it was last touched by Sydney and go back to Unitigo. So Zavro back in the game, running the point today with Hazel Hanel away with her family for a holiday vacation. And so she is not here today to help out the Lady Spartans. Here is Walker, who is checked into the game now for Unitigo. Finds Morgan Newman at the right high post. Back off for Perry. The jumper, no good. Hit off the side of the rim and out of bounds for Morgan Perry. Hard to believe that Megan and Morgan Perry, eighth graders, starting on this Unitigo varsity team, and they blend right in. You really wouldn't tell that they're in eighth grade. Their skills are there, the way they handle the pressure, very, very good so far. 2:15 to go in the second quarter, 22-17, Sydney on top of Unitigo. Here's Bernard to the left side, skipped it across, tipped out of bounds by this very active Unitigo defense, again by Megan Perry, got her mitts on it, poked it out of play. 2:10 to go, second quarter, 22-17 the score. Sydney gets it into the corner for the freshman, Adrian Paternoster. Back for Ari Bernard at the top of the key as they reset the offense. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. They get it into the high post. Paternoster with a shot, no good, and a rebound for Taylor Barnes, and she's fouled. Let's see who they get this on. Yes, Morgan Newman. I believe that's going to be her second, and it is. And the third team foul on Unitigo here in the corner with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Sydney gets it in. A left side corner shot from Mackenzie Gravelin, no good. Ball is picked up here by Sydney's Adrian Paternoster, knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. And Sydney will hold on to possession. They will inbound the ball underneath the basket with a minute 53 to go before the halftime break. It's 22-17. Sydney looking to get it in. Boy, this is going to be close to a five-second call, but they just get it in for Taylor Barnes. Barnes gets it across, finds Gravelin, pull-up jumper left side, got it to go. Mackenzie Gravelin, the iron, was nice to her as it drops in, and she's got 7 points. And Sydney leads 24-17 with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Here is Walker finding Morgan Newman, who has 6 points so far. Getting it back for Morgan Perry. The pull-up jumper is good, and Morgan Perry gets her first bucket And the 8th grader makes it 24-19, cutting into that Sydney lead with a minute 20 to go before the halftime break. Here is Bernard down the left side for Carolee Pierce now in the right corner. Back out for Taylor Barnes. They skip it back across, and a three-second violation on Pierce as she was setting up a tent and camping out down in the lane. A minute 10 to go in the second quarter. This is a big possession here, I think, for Unitego. If you could get a bucket and cut it down to three right before the half, boy, that would be huge for a Spartans team that has struggled shooting the ball so far here this afternoon. Zabril into the corner now for Perry. Good dribble drive up off the glass. Just too short. Not enough mustard on that one. Sydney with a rebound. And we'll have a foul with 55 seconds to go in the second quarter as, again, Ari Bernard, if you don't get a body on her, you don't box her out, she is going to outjump you. Great athlete in all the sports that she plays, but she excels at things in track and field like the high jump, the long jump, triple jump. You just are not going to outjump her. So that was case in point right there. Sydney with the ball, but another steal from Unitego, and Walker will get it back, and she's fouled with 43 seconds to go in the second quarter. Boy, and this is some careless passing in the press for Sydney, giving that one right back to Unitego. So 40 seconds to go for the halftime break. Zabril will bring it up the floor for Unitego to the right side. Zabril picks up her dribble in a bad spot, but then gets rid of it, finding Walker with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Walker has her pocket picked by Taylor Barnes, and they'll say it was a double dribble. Barnes was trying to get her way out of traffic there and lost control of the ball, and they called the double dribble, so they will give possession right back to Unitego. So again, as I said, if Unitego could get a bucket, they could only be down three at the half, and I think that the Unitego coaching staff would be pleased with that. Here's Walker outside the three-point arc, looking for some options here. Gets it into the paint, up off the glass, and good with Morgan Newman. So Newman with 8 points now. 10 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's 24-21. Back to the top of the key for Taylor Barnes. Can Sydney get one last shot off? Here's Gravelin in the corner. No good. The rebound for Bernard, but she can't get it before the buzzer goes off. And our halftime score is Sydney 24, Unitego 21. A very close contest here. And again, this is not only the first round tournament game, but also the MAC regular season contest between these two. So there's a lot on the line here tonight. 24-21 our score as we get set for the halftime break. And we'll come right back with that. It's brought to you by Maravito. But again, our halftime score is Sydney 24 and Unitego 21. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the Improve Maravito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Maravito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Maravito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Maravito.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Halftime here at the first round of the Cooperstown Girls Tournament. It's time for a Mirabito Halftime Report. Of course, brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score is 24-21. The Sydney girls on top of Unitigo here at the break. And as we said right before the half, is that this not only is the first round of this tournament, but also counts as their MAC League contest. So there's a lot on the line here for just kind of a random game at 3:45 in the afternoon between these two teams. You know, it's hard because a lot of these times of the year, you're in your holiday break, you're not in your regular class session, you're having practice at all different times of the day, and I think that can be hard. It takes some of the athletes out of their routine. So if you can come in and play well in this tournament and not only pick up a win in the tournament and have a chance to go to the championship game, but also pick up a win in the league, you know, that would definitely be a nice little post-holiday gift for either of these two teams. Our scoring summary at the half, Unitigo is led by 8 points from Bailey Faulkner, 8 points from Morgan Newman, 3 from Megan Perry, and 2 from Morgan Perry. Of course, no Hazel Hanel today. She is away on vacation. So some other girls stepping in doing a great job today. JC Zabro, Megan Fortin, all those guards doing a great job here today to step in place of Hazel. On the other side for Sydney, 8 points from Carolee Pierce, 7 from Mackenzie Gravelin, 4 from Ari Bernard, 3 from Taylor Hawkins, 2 from Taylor Barnes. And when you start 5 seniors, it's certainly a nice luxury to have for first-year coach Lindsay Kuhn. She's doing a great job there, and you can see that these girls have had some great experience. Sydney did lose a lot when you talk about Jolene Crom and Jenna McDonald, some of the staples over the last few years, but they are bouncing back very nicely in a very tough MAC league this year. Delhi, BG, Unitigo, Sydney, Hancock, all very good here in the MAC, so it's going to be a dogfight. That's for sure. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back in just a few minutes. Of course, it's our Mirabito Energy Product Halftime Report. You can save instantly right at the pump with your Mirabito Rewards Plus card. See for yourself today at Mirabito or call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit chambersohara.com today.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessup House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back once again. It's our Mirabito halftime report here from the Cooperstown Dick White Tournament. Our first round matchup here today features the Sydney girls and the Unitego girls, and the Sydney girls are on top 24-21 at the halftime break. And this is such a great tournament, a long, rich tradition here, the Dick White Holiday Tournament. Dick was a longtime teacher and coach here at Cooperstown. His overall record as a head coach, 410 wins, 155 losses. He just had a lot of great years, 14 league championships, 5 Section 3 championships, won this holiday tournament a number of years. And so after he passed away in 2007, the Cooperstown community decided to rename the tournament in his honor, and it's just really such a nice thing. And I think he'd be so proud of the way that it's grown here over the years. I think he'd be very proud especially of the success that Cooperstown basketball has had over the last few years, of course, with the girls winning a state title 2 years ago. They were back in the state Final Four last year before falling in the semifinals. And kind of the resurgence of the boys program, getting to the first round of states last year, winning the Section 3 Class C title. And when you have a player like Tyler Bertram, I am sure Coach White is smiling and thinking about that because he is such a great player. And when every time he steps out here on the floor, he just does a lot of amazing things. So I just can't talk enough about how good this Cooperstown community is for basketball. And if you have a chance, folks, make the short little drive up here. I know it seems like it's far away, but it's always worth the trip up here if you're from down in our Sydney listening area. It's not often you get to see a D1 type of talent on the boys' side, and Tyler Bertram is certainly that guy. I mean, he just took a visit to St. Bonaventure last week, and so he's getting those type of looks. So it's not often that you get to see that type of talent around. It kind of comes around maybe once every 10 years or so, and when it's here, you have to go take a look at it, so it's a lot of fun. We're getting set for the start of the second half between Unitego and Sydney. A lot of familiar faces in the crowd here today for an afternoon game, including a couple of MAC coaches. I won't mention any names, but they're always out on the recruiting trail, trying to get a sneak peek at the teams they'll see later in the season. Unitego has the ball to start the second half. They're in their road white uniforms. The home white uniforms with the green trim as they trail by three, but not for long as Bailey Faulkner with a dribble drive, a reverse layup, and she's fouled and could tie the game here. So Bailey Faulkner with 10 points, first player on either team to get to double figures. And Faulkner looking to complete the three-point play here. As I said, Unitego in the white uniforms with the green trim today. Faulkner can't get the three-point play on the foul shot. Sydney in the maroon with the white trim gets the rebound. Here is Ari Bernard back down the floor. Bernard finds Taylor Barnes. And let's see the adjustments that Unitego made at the half. Right side for Barnes. Now for Carolee Pierce. Dumps it inside for Taylor Hawkins, and she's fouled. Fouled by Megan Perry, who was going for the block for Unitego. And so Hawkins will go to the line here for Sydney. She has 3 points in the first half. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. 1-point game. Sydney on top, 24-23, and Hawkins has struggled with the charity stripe today. Can't get the first one to go. Second one coming here for Taylor Hawkins, one of the seniors on this Sydney team this season. And her second shot up, no good. And so Unitego could have a chance to take a lead here on this possession after a rebound by Morgan Perry. Perry to the left side finds Zavril, who finds Morgan Newman down low, up off the glass. A great pass there from Faulkner to Newman. She's got 10 points. And Unitego takes the lead 25-24. With 7:05 to go in the third quarter. Right side for Mackenzie Gravelin. Back across for Taylor Barnes. A little give and go as they work it inside. Hawkins, the pull-up jumper is good. And Taylor Hawkins now with 5 points. And Sydney retakes the lead 26-25 with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Here is Zavril back down the floor. Zinatigo goes left to right. Looking for options. Zavril into the corner now for Megan Fortin. Bounce pass down low for Faulkner. It's up and in for Bailey Faulkner. She has 12 points. And Unitigo, the seesaw continues on the lead as they now lead 27-26 with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Sydney with the ball going right to left. Here's Bernard. Bounce pass into the corner for Pierce. Spots up and good. Carolee Pierce with a long two-pointer there to make it 28-27. So Pierce now into double figures. She has 10, showing that touch on the outside shot. Sydney ahead by one with 6:10 to go in the third quarter. Here is Newman down low, but she'll travel as she's looking to break a double team and get the ball back to Bailey Faulkner. So 6:05 to go, third quarter. We've got a tight ball game here, 28-27. And to the right side for Taylor Barnes. And now for Mackenzie Gravelin. They go to the high post on the foul line for Ari Bernard. Steps up off the glass and good for Ari Bernard. And Bernard now with 6 points. And Sydney with a three-point lead, 30-27 with 5:45 to go here in the third quarter. Here is Zavril right side for three. That's off the mark. Rebound is loose on the floor, and Sydney comes away with it. Tracking down the rebound there was Mackenzie Gravelin. And up the floor is Ari Bernard. Bernard to the right side for Taylor Barnes. Barnes back for Gravel. They go to the high post once again. 15 on the shot clock for Bernard. Back for Barnes. Right side. The jumper is good. Taylor Barnes with a good touch there. She's got 4 points. That ball hit the rim about four or five times and finally went down. 5:10 here to go third quarter. It's 32-27. Sydney going on a little run to retake the lead over Unitigo. Down low for Faulkner off the glass and good. Bailey Faulkner with 14 points, and it's 32-29, so Unitigo will not go quietly. With 4:55 to go in the third quarter, Gravelin to the right side. Sydney going right to left for Bernard off the glass, and she's fouled. Boy, Bernard is so tough. She gets the ball at the high post and then likes to make a quick move and gets fouled as she goes up. You can tell Bernard that something is hampering her. It looks like her hamstring maybe on the right leg as she kind of grabs it after every time she makes a quick play. And I know she was stretching it at the halftime break over by the Sydney bench. So we'll see if that plays into things as she misses her first foul shot. Second one coming here for one of the senior leaders for Sydney, Ari Bernard. Second one is good as she rattles it home. And Bernard now with 7 points. It's 33-29 with 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Unitigo going left to right. They trail by four in the white uniforms with the green trim. Zavril to the right side, still outside the three-point line for Newman. Skipping one back across for Perry. The pull-up jumper is good for Morgan Perry. She has 4 points as she hits one from the elbow to cut it back to a two-point game, 33-31. She is an eighth grader, folks. You got to keep that in mind. 4:20 to go, third quarter. Right side for Mackenzie Gravelin. Give and go for Taylor Barnes. Through her fingertips, she couldn't save it. And the possession goes back to Unitigo. Boy, a tight game. Sydney led by as many as 7 at one point. But Unitigo, even without Hazel Hanel here this afternoon, has just chipped away, and gotten back in this game. They could tie or take the lead on this possession. Here's Zavril with a good move to the hoop. Up and in. Much to the delight of the Unitigo coaching staff as they all jumped off the bench as J.C. Zavril gets it down low and puts it in to tie it up at 33. Here is Bernard. Dribble drive for Sydney as they go right to left in a tie ball game late in the third quarter. Turnaround shot for Carolee Pierce. No good. Rebound Unitigo. And that's Morgan Perry who picks up the loose change and finds Zavril on an outlet pass. Zavril down the floor into the offensive side of the hardwood for Unitigo. Dumps one off for Megan Fortin. Her dribble drive is no good, and Carolee Pierce with a rebound. Sydney back up the floor with Mackenzie Gravelin. She crosses the Cooperstown logo at midcourt. First round matchup here in the Cooperstown tournament between Sydney and Unitigo. Down low for Carolee Pierce, and she's fouled. 3:17 to go, third quarter, tied at 33, and Carolee Pierce will head to the charity stripe. Well, I know for two of these girls, for Sydney, Carolee Pierce and Taylor Barnes, they did play AAU last spring and summer, and I know that because we put together a little AAU team with some local talent, and I was one of the coaches on this AAU team, and Carrie Lee and Taylor both played for our program and did tremendous work, did a great job. As Carrie Lee Pierce steps to the line, first one coming is up and good for Pierce. And so Pierce now with 11 points. So it was a fun group. We had girls from the Tri-Valley, the Delaware League, the MAC, kind of all over it, and it was their idea. They pieced this team together. We found some tournaments to go to, and it was a lot of fun, and I like seeing some of the players that worked so hard in the spring and summer come out here and find it on the hardwood in the winter. As Pierce goes 2 for 2 from the line, and she's got 12 points. Sydney leads 35-33. 3:10 to go in this third quarter. Unitigo with the ball going left to right. Here is Zavro. Good move outside the three-point line. Stops for a second, looking for options. Keeps her dribble. Now picks it up and finds Faulkner in the corner. Trying to go to Morgan Perry. Turnaround shot in the lane, and she's fouled. And so Perry will go to the line with 2:57 to go in the third quarter. It's 35-33. So that will be the third foul on Taylor Barnes. And so Sydney head coach Lindsey Coons will have to make a decision on whether or not to keep Barnes in the game. Perry, the first foul shot is up and good. So both Perry sisters now with 4 points here this afternoon. Second one coming at the line. 2:57 to go, third quarter. This would tie the game if she can make it, and it's good. So a 35-35 game. 30-second timeout is taken by Unitigo with 2:57 to go in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. You're listening to Live High School Sports this afternoon on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Out of the Unitigo timeout, Sydney has the ball. They'll bring it up the floor with Ari Bernard. Here is Paternoster in the corner for Sydney as they go right to left. 2:45 to go in the third. We are tied 35-35. Great game here this afternoon, folks. Thanks for joining us on CDO. Here is Ari Bernard with the runner in the lane, off the glass and good. The kiss is good there for Ari Bernard, and she's got 9 points. Sydney leads 37-35. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Outside the three-point arc, Unitigo going left to right. They go back for Faulkner. Pull-up jumper, right side baseline, no good. Rebound for Unitigo. Zavro with a short jumper. That won't go. And the ball out of bounds. Then we'll go back to Sydney. That rebound just popped free, and Unitigo couldn't catch up with it before it rolled over the line. 2:15 to go, third quarter. A two-point game, 37-35. Sydney on top of Unitigo. And to the right side. Here is Paternoster, just a freshman. Stripped there, looking to get it back. And passes out for Bernard, safely into the hands of the senior leader. Bernard looks to set up the offense, and to the right side she goes. Bernard, little give and go with Mackenzie Gravlett. Bernard down low, can't get the jumper to go, and a rebound there for Morgan Perry of Unitigo. Stolen right back, though, by Sydney. Barnes puts it up, and she fouls. Taylor Barnes with 6 points, and she'll go to the line, trying to complete the three-point play. And that's right there, I think, case in point. A rebound by Unitigo, and then a senior and a leader on this team, Taylor Barnes, stepping in and getting a steal just when you needed it. And Sydney now leads by 4. They're looking to make it 5. Barnes to the foul line. It's good. So Barnes has 7, and it's 40-35. Sydney back with a 5-point lead with a minute 45 to go in this third quarter. Here is Perry. Little give and go. Gets it back here. This is Morgan Perry to the top of the key. 15 on the shot clock. Unitigo gets it down low for Megan Perry, and she's fouled. Another key point. This is so tough for Unitigo because they get down by a little bit, they claw their way back into it. They get down by 3 or 4, they tie it back up, but they just haven't been able to get that lead and really hold on to it. And so Megan Perry will step to the line as Taylor Hawkins is whistled for the foul. First one is up and good for Megan Perry. So now she has 6 points, and her sister Morgan has 4. And they're going to need every single one of these points that they can get. So a minute and a half to go, third quarter. 4-point lead. Sydney on top, 40-36. Unitico at the line. Megan Perry's second shot is good. So she has 7, back to a 3-point game. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. It's Sydney 40, Unitico 37. One of the biggest rivalries in the area, no matter what the school is. They could get together and play checkers, and it would be a heated matchup between Sydney and Unitico. Right side here for Mackenzie Gramble, top of the key for Ariana Bernard. Bernard, dribble drive, now back out for Barnes. They skip it across for Gravelin. Pump fakes on a 3, 15 on the shot clock. They go down low. Carolee Pierce at the right low block, back out for Barnes. Her jumper no good. Ball is loose. Bernard comes away with it, steps in. Jumper dies on the back rim. No good. Rebound, Unitico. Big possession coming here for the Spartans as they sprint down the floor with Zabro with a minute to go in the third quarter. Left side here for Megan Fortin. She tries a pass into the interior. It's kicked and we'll have a whistle. 57 seconds to go now, third quarter. 40-37 is the score. Sydney on top by 3, but still a lot of basketball left to be played with the fourth quarter coming up. Unitico gets the ball in. Megan Fortin for 3. No good. Bernard with a rebound. Looking for an outlet pass. She decides to take it herself, and Bernard all the way to the hoop, up and in. Ari Bernard now with 11. And Sydney leads 42-37 with 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Unitico with Walker back out for Fortin. Her jumper dies on the front rim. No good. Rebound for Taylor Barnes of Sydney. Barnes is going to dribble her way out of trouble. Down the right side of the floor, puts on the brakes. Barnes finds Bernard, and Sydney is content to kill a little time here. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Back for Barnes. Wants that dribble drive, now pulls it back out. Tries to skip it across for Gravelin, and she does. Gravelin to the hoop. Right-handed layup, up and good for Mackenzie Gravelin. And she has 9 points. 5 seconds left in the third quarter. Unitico desperately trying to get off a last-second shot. A 3 at the buzzer, no good. And that'll do it for the third quarter. With the score, Sydney 44 and Unitico 37. Fourth quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter. Nate Lull with you here on CDO with our score. The Sydney girls leading Unitico 44-37. Bailey Faulkner has 14 for the Spartans and Carolee Pierce with 12 to lead the Warriors. But a lot of basketball left to be played here in this fourth quarter, and you know Unitico's going to come hard. Sydney with the ball, and now a steal, just as we say that, by Zavril. Coast to coast for the layup, it's in. Zavril now with 4 points, and it's 44-39. Again, this is the first round of the Cooperstown Dick White Holiday Tournament. Also counts as their lead contest between these two, so a lot on the line here this afternoon between Sydney and Unitico. To the high post for Ari Bernard, stripped out of there by Unitico, and we'll have a foul. And things are sort of unraveling for Sydney at the start of this fourth quarter, just 35 seconds in. That's going to be a foul on Ari Bernard, her third. And Unitico gets the ball back, trailing by 5. I know I've said this a few times, but a bucket on this possession would be big for Unitico as they continue to try to chip away at this lead. And you have to do it a possession at a time right now. Here's Morgan Newman with a dribble drive back out for Zavril. Now into the corner here for Morgan Perry. Perry finds Morgan Newman down low. Little give and go back for Megan Perry. She dribbles the baseline, comes out on the left side. Back out for Zavril for three. Gets it for J.C. Zavril, and she's got 7 points. We're back to a two-point game. Huge three on that left side. 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. It's Sydney 44, Unitego 42. And Zavril stepping in very nicely today, the junior for Unitego. Here's Carrie Lee Pierce down low for Ari Bernard. Up off the glass and good. And that is the recipe for success for Sydney. Pierce to Bernard. It's 46-42. Sydney back on top by four. 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Zavril on the right side. Picks up her dribble, goes to the high post. The pass was too tall, though, for Megan Perry, and a rebound for Sydney, or more, I should say, a steal. Back up the floor for Bernard, finding Taylor Barnes. Sydney trying to settle in on offense. Into the corner now for Hawkins. They go down low for Bernard. Stolen away, though, by Unitego, and then Morgan Newman's going to give it right back out of double dribble. And so Sydney will get it back underneath the basket. Unitego's had a couple of those today where they get a steal and they step out of bounds, they travel, a double dribble. I think they're just so excited to get that steal and keep going. Inbound pass, Carolee Pierce with a jumper, no good, and a rebound for Megan Perry of Unitego. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's Sydney 46, Unitego 42. We got a close one here, folks. Don't turn that dial. Faulkner finding Morgan Perry to the far side for Zavril. Another three. This one is no good. Long rebound comes free for Sydney. And off to the races they go, but it's stolen right back by Unitego and Megan Perry. Megan Perry holding onto the ball and now finding J.C. Zavril at the top of the key. Finding Faulkner left a team-high 14 points for Unitego. Faulkner back for Zavril, far side for Morgan Perry. Morgan Perry finding Zavril for Newman at the high post. Her turnaround jumper no good. Rebound, Carolee Pierce. And Sydney puts on the brakes. They'll walk it up the floor. 5:15 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney leading 46-42. To the right side for Taylor Hawkins into the corner. Hawkins is fouled, and Sydney will hold on to possession with 5:08 to go, fourth quarter. I believe that's going to be on Morgan Newman. Yes, her fourth, so she's going to have to be careful. 5:08 to go, fourth quarter, so Newman's going to have to be careful. Sydney gets it in. Here is Hawkins finding Bernard at the top of the key. Sydney with a full shot clock. Bernard to the hoop, gets it to go. Are they going to count the bucket or not? Let's see. Will they say it was on the floor? And they're going to say it was on the floor. Although they did put the basket up on the board. The official is, no, he's going back over. He's going to take that one off. So it remains a four-point game. Great play either way by Bernard to even get a shot off, let alone let it to go in. Get it to go in. 46-42 the score. Sydney on top with 5 minutes to go. They go down low. Carolee Pierce, turnaround in the paint. Just dies on the front rim. Rebound, Bailey Faulkner, Unitego. J.C. Zavril sprints it back up the floor and to the right side. Zavril, little give and go with Perry, gets it back. Now finding Morgan Perry in the corner. They go down low for Faulkner. Turnaround shot blocked there by Pierce. Pierce holding on to it, and an outlet pass for Ari Bernard. Faulkner, I think she just needed to mix in a little pump fake there, and she might have had a chance, but instead gets blocked by Pierce. Graveling in the corner on the right side, and a rebound for Unitego as it nails off the back of the rim and no good. Unitego still got a chance, down four. Here's Morgan Perry, blocked. Faulkner gets it to the hoop with a charge. Ari Bernard sacrificing the body, taking the charge. And the ball goes back to Sydney. 4:15 to go. And Unitego is trying everything they can to crawl back into this game. They've just been down 2, 4, 5 points the whole game. They get it back to 2. Sydney goes on a little run. They get it back to 3. Again, another Sydney run. 4:10 to go, fourth quarter. 4-point lead for Sydney, 46-42. Bernard finding Taylor Barnes. Gets into the interior for Gravelin. Kick out three, no good. Rebound for Paternoster. She puts it up. That's no good. Ball still loose. Paternoster again throws it up. Right-handed layup, no good. Rebound for Unitego, and off to the races they go. They trail 46-42 with 3:45 left in the fourth quarter. Into the corner. They go now for Megan Perry. She goes down low. Her shot is rejected. And a rebound for Faulkner. She can't get it to go. And now Morgan Perry is fouled, and she'll go to the line. Jeez, three chances there on that possession for Unitigo. And finally they get fouled. But they're doing a great job. Scrappy battle on the board. Perry heads to the line here. So Megan Perry with seven. Morgan Perry with four. First foul shot is up and good. And so 3:37 to go, fourth quarter. It's back to a three-point game, 46-43. Perry at the line. It's Billy Faulkner with 14, Morgan Newman with 10, Megan Perry with 8, J.C. Zabro with 7, the leaders here for Unitigo. Second shot up and good for Perry. And it's 46-44. Again, Unitigo just not going away. And this is all without starting point guard Hezel Hanel, who was away on a family holiday vacation. So you have to wonder, could that have tipped the scales here today? Either way, it's 46-44 with 3.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Graveling in the corner for three. Just can't get it to go down. It rolls out. Rebound for Unitigo. Faulkner with a great save and gets it to Zavro, who will bring it up the floor. Unitigo going left to right. Zavro outside the three-point line. Goes to Perry. Up in the lane. Can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound. Tied up in a jump ball. As that was Megan Perry taking it to the hoop, she got tied up. Possession arrow will keep it with Unitigo with 3:10 to go. Nate Lowe with you here tonight on CDO. Be doing the boys' contest between Unitigo and Cooperstown at 8:15, but this should be a whale of a finish here in this girls' varsity contest. As they get the ball in, a shot from Unitigo to the right side. We're going to have a foul underneath the basket right as the shot was in the air. And they're going to call this one on Taylor Hawkins of Sydney. Here's the team foul situation because we know they're shooting at five, each team with three apiece. Unitigo gets it in for Faulkner. Right side jumper, no good. Rebound loose on the floor. Newman comes away with it. Another big offensive rebound to keep it alive for Unitigo with 2:55 left. Zabril at the top of the key, finding Faulkner. Interior pass, down low for Perry. Can't get the layup to go. And a rebound for Carolee Pierce. Outlet pass to Taylor Barnes. She'll bring it down the floor. Sydney leads by two, 46-44 with 2:40 to go. They get the ball to the high post for Hawkins. Dribble drive, throws it up. No good. Ball loose on the floor. And Unitigo comes away with it. Sprinting down the floor here is Megan Perry. Puts it up, and she's fouled and will go to the line. Megan Perry with 9 points, looking to get to double digits and could possibly tie this game up. A blocking foul is going to be on Ari Bernard. That's her fourth foul. And so Megan Perry will head to the line. Big spot for an eighth grader to be in, and she steps up and sinks it. Megan Perry now with 10 points. Just getting it done. It is a one-point game here, folks, with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney 46, Unitigo 45. Second one coming for Perry. Megan Perry, the eighth grader for Unitigo. Second shot, no good. Died on the front rim. Bailey Faulkner, a rebound. Can't get it to go down. Gets another chance at it. And again, it won't go. It's like there's a lid on the rim, and Sydney with a rebound. 46-45 with 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Taylor Barnes finding Ari Bernard down low. Bernard goes up, partially blocked there by Faulkner. Faulkner looking to get off to the races here, and she's fouled. And that could be the fifth on Ari Bernard. Let's see who they call it on here. And it is. This will be the fifth foul on Ari Bernard and will send Unitigo to the foul line as that is the fifth team foul on Sydney here in the fourth quarter. Sydney's going to take a timeout. When we come back, Unitigo will be at the foul line looking to tie this game up. 2:06 left. It's Sydney 46, Unitigo 45. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. As Unitego's Bailey Faulkner has just missed the first foul shot. And so with 2:06 to go in the fourth quarter, she's trying to tie this game up. It's 46-45. Second shot coming here for Faulkner. It's good. So Bailey Faulkner now with 15. Yes, folks, tied up 46-all with 2:05 to go, fourth quarter. First round of the Dick White Holiday Tournament here in Cooperstown. It's also a MAC regular season game between these two. So a lot's on the line. Into the corner now for Kara Lee Pierce. Sydney going right to left, tipped out of bounds by guess who? Faulkner. And it'll stay with Sydney with a minute 53 to go. Ari Bernard has fouled out of the game as she will finish tonight with 13 points. Gravelin gets it in for Hawkins. Her shot is no good off the side of the backboard, but somehow gets her own rebound. Back for Taylor Barnes. A minute 45 left. Again, tied at 46. Up to the top of the key. Straightaway three for Sydney is no good as Mackenzie Constable has just checked into the game and missed that three. Back the other way. Unitego with a left-handed layup for Perry. That's no good. Rebound, and we're going to have a whistle underneath the hoop. And it looks like we'll have a jump ball, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to Sydney. Warriors want to take a timeout. A minute 33 to go here, fourth quarter. We're tied at 46. We'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitego Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. A minute and a half to go. Fourth quarter. Sydney with the ball. We're tied 46-46. And the Lady Warriors trying to set up the offense out of the timeout. They go right to left. Top of the key, Taylor Barnes. A long two is good for Taylor Barnes for Sydney. She now has 9 points, and Sydney leads 48-46 with 65 seconds left in the game. To the right side, Unitego with the ball going left to right. They're in the white uniforms with the green trim. Here is Megan Perry. Skips it across for Morgan Perry, the two eighth-grade sisters with big-time minutes here tonight. Perry with a jumper right side. It's no good. Carolee Pierce with a rebound and an outlet pass to Taylor Barnes. Unitego's going to have to look to get a steal. 45 seconds left. Sydney up by 2, 48-46. Here's Barnes. Interior pass is stolen away by Morgan Perry. Down the left side of the floor she comes. Perry trying to go coast to coast, and she's fouled for the Lady Spartans. Morgan Perry has been all over the place on defense and steals another pass and gets fouled and will go to the line and will shoot two. And so Morgan Perry will shoot two with 34 seconds left. Unitego down by two, 48-46. The gym is silent as the first shot for Perry rims out. And the Perry sisters have been so good from the line tonight. But these are big-time pressure situations. And she steps to the line once again. Morgan Perry with 4 points, trying to make it five. The shot for Perry is no good. Hits off the side of the rim. Sydney with a rebound, and they'll take a timeout. 32 seconds left. Sydney leads 48-46. We'll keep it right here. Don't want to miss any action here in the first round of the Cooperstown Dick White Tournament. We'll be here for this contest between Sydney and Unitego and also the boys' contest later, 8:15 tonight. So our pregame show will be about 8 o'clock between the Cooperstown boys and Unitego. In between those two games, we will be doing our Twitter updates, and you can find our Twitter feed on WCDOsports.com. The games we'll be covering will be the varsity boys game coming up next between Edmiston and Cobleskill, and then at 6:45, it's Cooperstown and Edmiston varsity girls at 6:45. I want to remind you, too, that right while you're on our website, you can check out our game audio archive. All the games that we do all season long are right there for your listening pleasure. You can download them for free, all courtesy of SFCU. At Sydney Federal Credit Union, it's all about you. So So out of the timeout, 32 seconds left, fourth quarter. Sydney girls, as we set the scene, they lead 48-46. Sydney has the ball, and they will inbound in front of their own bench. Unitico has been so good with the steals here tonight. Sydney has to be very careful. Ari Bernard has fouled out for Sydney, and they get it in, and a quick foul by Unitico. So one more foul by Unitico, and Sydney will be shooting, as it's four fouls now on the Lady Spartans. And in the girls' game, starting last year, when you get to five, you automatically shoot two. Sydney looking to get it in. They will to Taylor Barnes, and she's fouled by Bailey Faulkner. And so Barnes will head to the charity stripe here for Sydney. And so the senior, Taylor Barnes, already with 9 points. Look at the balanced scoring here tonight, folks. Bernard with 13, Pierce with 12, Barnes and Gravelin each with 9, and 5 for Hawkins. Those are your five starters. As Barnes with her first shot, no good. She wants that one back as she shakes her head while she stands at the line. So that keeps it a one-possession game with 31 seconds left. It's 48-46. Second one coming here for the senior, Taylor Barnes, at the line. And that one is short. But Carolee Pierce with a huge rebound here, and she's tied up. And let's see, there's going to be a foul. So Pierce is fouled and will go to the line. So Faulkner will foul again. That's her third. Huge rebound there by Pierce to keep the possession alive. And now Pierce will go to the line here for the Sydney Lady Warriors, trying to extend this lead. Pierce, first shot, no good. Oh, boy. And the Sydney coaching staff shaking their heads. They know they need these foul shots. So, again, it remains a one-possession game. Second shot coming for Pierce. Makes a dribble at the line. And the shot is up and good for Carolee Pierce. So Pierce with 13, making it 49-46 with 29 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. No timeouts taken, so Unitego is going to roll the ball up the floor. Very smart. Sydney not bringing any pressure. So that saves a couple of seconds. Now Zavro picks it up, finds Perry in the corner. Here's Morgan Perry, the jumper. It won't go down. Rebound for Taylor Barnes. 20 seconds left, and she's fouled. And that ball rolled around the whole backside of the rim and then popped out and would just not go down for Unitego. So Faulkner picks up her fourth foul as she immediately fouls on the rebound. And here is Taylor Barnes right back at the line. And this could make it a really big advantage for Sydney as they're looking for a two-possession game. Barnes to the line, cannot get it to go down. So right now, Unitego still has a chance to tie with 18 seconds left. Barnes trying to push it to a two-possession game. This one is up and good for Taylor Barnes. So she has 10. Sydney leads 50-46. 15 seconds left. Unitego quickly down the floor. They're trying to go for two and a foul on Sydney. As that was Morgan Perry. Nice job. You have to really decide what you're going to do quickly there. You either take the three or you try to go to the bucket and get a quick two or get fouled. Morgan Perry decided to go to the bucket and she was fouled. So she'll go to the line to shoot two. And she was fouled on the play. Thereby Mackenzie Constable. Perry at the line. First one is good for Morgan Perry. So she has 5 points. Back to a three-point game, 50-47. 13.3 seconds left. Unitego down by three. Perry trying to get it right back to two. And it's off the back rim. No good. And a rebound for Sydney, and they'll call timeout with 12 seconds left. We will step away for 30 seconds with the score of Sydney 50, Unitego 47. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
12 seconds left, fourth quarter, opening round of the Cooperstown Dick White Tournament. Sydney girls with a 50-47 lead over Unitego. Sydney will have the ball. It advances out of the timeout. to half court, and so that's where Mackenzie Gravelin will inbound the ball. If you're Unitigo, do you try to quickly foul or do you gamble and try to get a steal? Let's see what they decide to do out of the timeout. Sydney looking to get the ball in, and it's quickly stolen away by Unitigo. Here's Morgan Newman with the ball. We're under 10 seconds left. They get it ahead, and now a timeout is taken with 7.3 seconds left by the Unitigo coaching staff and Bobby Z. 7.3 seconds left. We'll keep it right here, and Unitigo is going to have a chance to maybe tie this game as they trail by three. Great steal there. Unitigo was fronting everybody on defense, and Sydney got the ball in and then tried to lob it into the interior. And once again, it was Morgan Perry who got her fingertips on it, and then Morgan Newman swooped in and stole it. They dribbled to about half court before Unitigo could get a timeout. So 7.3 seconds left. This one's going to come right down to the wire. Seems like every time I'm in this gym, it's a crazy inning. I was here a few weeks ago for the Cooperstown girls taking on South Courtright. That game had buzzer beaters, double overtime, you name it, they had it. And maybe we'll have another buzzer beater here. We'll have to see. 7.3 seconds left. Unitigo is going to have the ball on the far side of the floor, trailing by three. And Unitigo will have Zavril inbound the ball. They have Faulkner set up at the left low block. As, again, Unitigo goes left to right. They trail 50 to 47. Here we go. Most important thing is getting the ball in first. Zavril waiting for it, trying to get it into Faulkner, and she does. Faulkner comes to get it. 5 seconds left. Faulkner with a running jumper. No good. And Barnes with a rebound, and time's going to run out. Sydney will win 50 to 47 and advance to the Cooperstown Tournament Championship game tomorrow against the winner of Cooperstown and Edmonton. And it's also a key win in the MAC here today for the Sydney Lady Warriors. We'll be right back with the post-game show as the Sydney girls defeat Unitigo 50 to 47. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you once again from the Cooperstown Dick White Tournament. Our final score, the Sydney girls defeating Unitigo 50-47. A great job today by both teams. Just an absolute great game that went all the way down to the wire. And let's go through our scoring summary before we do our three awards. First, for Unitigo, 15 points from Bailey Faulkner, 10 from Megan Perry, 10 from Morgan Newman, 7 from J.C. Zavril, 5 from Morgan Perry. So very balanced scoring there for Unitigo. For Sydney, 13 points from Carolee Pierce and also from Ari Bernard, 10 from Taylor Barnes, 9 from Mackenzie Gravelin, 5 from Taylor Hawkins. So great balanced scoring as well for the Sydney Warriors. Just two very even teams going at it. Yes, Unitigo didn't have Hazel Hanel. She's away on a family trip, so maybe that would have tipped the scales a little bit, but I think still, even with Hazel here, two very even teams that are kind of fighting for a top four spot in the MAC. So it's going to be a great second half of the season as we see all those MAC games shake out. Let's do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day, supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. For Outstanding Offense today, want to give that award to, boy, there's a lot of good candidates here. I had it, and then I thought maybe I would change my mind, but I'm going to go with Bailey Faulkner from Unitego. Game-high 15 points. I think she deserved it. She put Unitego on her back today and said, I got to get it done without Hez here, and she did. Everybody did, but especially Bailey Faulkner with 15 points today. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give that to Carrie Lee Pierce today. 13 points for Sydney, a ton of rebounds, a ton of blocks. She just does it all. So Carrie Lee Pierce is our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner today. Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Want to give that to Ari Bernard today, 13 points. I thought made the key buckets and got the key rebounds that they needed to keep Sydney in it down the stretch. When Unitego was making a bunch of little runs, they were right there to get the ball to Ari Bernard, and she was able to finish the job. So Ari is our ACCO Brand All-Purpose Award winner today. Well, that's our final score, Sydney girls 50, Unitego 47. We'll be back at about 8 o'clock tonight. The Cooperstown boys taking on Unitego live here from Cooperstown High School. That should be a great game later. If you haven't seen Tyler Bertram, he's one of the best players in the area for Cooperstown. He's definitely worth taking a drive up to Cooperstown to watch him here tonight. The next two games on the schedule, I will be doing Twitter updates on WCDOsports.com. Right now we have the Edmiston boys taking on Cobleskill, and then at 6:45 it'll be Cooperstown girls taking on Edmiston. So we'll keep you updated on the score of those two games, and then we'll be back for the boys' nightcap between Unitego and Cooperstown. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens, Rob Ray, everybody back at the CDO studios. Again, our final score, Sydney girls down, Unitego 50-47. I'm Nate Lawler. We'll see you later tonight on CDO Sports.
From yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.